Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm here in Washington, D.C. As we prepare for Christmas and the time we spend with our families, we spend at church, with our friends. It is an important time of year and a busy time of year. And it's something that we like to do every time we're around Christmas. And this time of year, people are spending time in the car. Maybe you're able to tune into Jay Sekulow Live more often than you are in the past. And if you're not, you know, we do this on purpose. We do a show throughout this week to really look back on what we've been working on the last few months. Why do we do that? Well, we know that most of you are not in the car every day or not able to listen to our radio broadcast every single day. And even if you are, then maybe you grab a few minutes here, but you aren't able to get the full show. And that there are some amazing things we're working on, things that we're doing around the country and around the world that we want to make sure you know that we're doing. And I hope that if one of these, you know, issues or one of the cases we're working on or something we're working on Capitol Hill, if it touches you, I hope you'll support the American Center for Law and Justice at the end of this year. You do that actually by going online to aclj.org. Online, you can make what's called a matching donation. So if you donate, let's say $10, the ACLJ raises $20. Your gift is doubled. You can do that at aclj.org or by the phones, 877-989-2255. But I think going online makes it very easy during the holiday season, during Christmas. And you know, we are, don't think for a moment the ACLJ is taking the week off. We have always got our team ready to activate. We've got our international offices operating around the world. You know, for instance, in Russia, Christmas is not until after the new year on their calendar. So we don't stop working. Our legal team doesn't stop fighting battles. But on radio, we thought this would be a great time for you to get a review of what's gone on at the American Center for Law and Justice, what we've done in the United States in the last few months, what we've done in Washington, in the courts, in Capitol Hill, and of course internationally as well. If there's anything you missed, we kind of decided this is the best of what you may have missed the last couple of months. I hope it touches you. I hope it hits home. If so, please support the American Center for Law and Justice. This is the time of year we really do need your support. It's so crucial. It's critical. We don't see you as a donor. We see you as one of our allies. We can't do this work without you. We can have a great team. We can't go to court without your support. We can't do the government affairs work. We can't do the broadcast. Go to aclj.org. Be part of the matching challenge, which means your donation will be doubled, your gift to the ACLJ. Do it at aclj.org. It's a critical, important time for us as we get close to that year end. This is how we operate. This is how we do what we do, keeping the shows on the air, keeping the lawyers in courts, keeping our government affairs team working with Congress, and of course the international work, the media that we do, going on television. All of this requires research. It requires a lot of people behind the scenes and on camera, and you know that. And it's. I think, you know, this is a time where I'm just asking you, as executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, for your support so that we can continue to do the work that we do. 877-989-2255. You can make a phone call, but I encourage you, a very quick way to do it is going to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Be part of the matching challenge. And now this week on the broadcast, we're going to be playing the best of just the last couple of months, not going way back into the archives, the work that we've been doing here and around the world. I hope you will enjoy this broadcast we put together for you. Just have a very Merry Christmas. Make sure to say that to as many people as possible and support the American Center for Law and Justice. Please be part of our matching challenge before the new year. ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you. Social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com.
Program I enjoy being on and been on a lot. I appreciate him keeping so many of these issues alive. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, but let me encourage you to do this, folks. We have received over almost 43,000 signatures online alone. My goal in this campaign is to get to 200,000. Now, that means we've got a ways to go. We're at 42,431. So many of you are signing online, it's jumping up about 100 every time I check. But you can also go to call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also, of course, go to ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of information there. You could follow it on Twitter, follow it on ACLJ.org. We've got great info, but we need your help on this. We're basically going to file legal comments with the Department, the Forest Service. That's who's the one handling this. And we're going to let them know that we're speaking on behalf of hundreds of thousands of people. So, again, your help on this is critical. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Logan, let's do this. Let's get some phone calls. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Cheryl's calling from Ohio, line one. Cheryl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. I was calling to say that the statue of Jesus in Montana is okay, I believe, as a symbol and a remembrance of those killed in World War II. God wants our love and praise, and he wants us to worship him. Not a graven image, however.
Yeah, no, this isn't a graven image. Let me tell you what this is. This is actually what the soldier saw. So when it's a World War II memorial to veterans that served in World War II. And when they served in World War II, they actually and saw these statues. They're throughout Europe, but they saw them in the Alps. It's the 10th Cavalry Division. They actually saw this. So it's a depiction of what they actually saw. The problem is you've got groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation that are trying to become the police for everybody. And that's my concern with all of this. And that's why we're fighting back so aggressively and are going to continue to do that. But you're right. This is in honor of World War II veterans. And, folks, this is where your help is critical. I want to encourage you to go to 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 and join with almost 43,000 people that have signed on to support our efforts to protect this monument. You can also go to ACLJ.org, but it's 877-989-2255. Cece Heil is a senior counsel for the ACLJ. She's on the phone. She's been actually talking with the Forest Service, trying to get the information here. Cece, I think it's important. We've talked about the history of the monument, but let's talk about the process we're in right now. We've got a very critical 30-day period that's opening up here. And I want to win it at this level. I want to win it at the first level. You get appeal rights, but let's focus on the next 30 days. We've looked at the law here. What is the process we're in right now?
We are right in the public comment process, the 30 days, and that has been kind of tenuous as well because you've got the Environmental Protection Agency, and then you also have the National Historic Preservation Act that are kind of taking competing places here of what the process is. And so that's why we have not actually had a specific date of when the 30 days starts. But we have been guaranteed that it is a 30-day public comment period. And then they will actually go through and categorize each comment, and they have to respond to each comment and address each comment.
Which puts us in, I want people to understand this, that it puts us in a very unique situation in that you've got a 30-day window, which, by the way, we think is going to open up in the next day or two, so we're getting everything ready, because, and so is the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They've already filed, by the way, documents in the case, but we're going to do it the way you're supposed to do it, through the formal process. But let's talk about that 30-day process, because you just mentioned, Cece, that they have to actually respond to each response that's made. And we're going to give a comprehensive legal analysis here, and that's going to require the Forest Service to respond, but I'm sure the Freedom From Religion Foundation will respond as well.
That is correct. And they have to respond to it, and then when they make their decision, then we go up to the regional level. And then this whole process will probably go through again. And then we go to the national level in Washington and possibly the Secretary of Agriculture.
But here's the key, I think. We've got to win this at the first level.
Yes.
I mean, they have the right, obviously, could keep getting appealed up and probably will be. But we need to focus on the next 30 days, because the next 30 days that 30-day window is going to be critical. We've got to set the stage. It's also important, Cece, for people to understand that the Forest Service had initially already ordered the removal of this statute.
They did, yes. They actually denied, because the permit, the special use permit, is up every 10 years, and it expires December 31st. So they had already sent the letter denying the 10-year renewal, and actually the Knights of Columbus had already appealed to that, and then the Montana Historical Society got involved, and the Forest Services then removed that denial and said, let's open it up for public comment.
All right, so that's the process we're in right now, and I could assure you this, folks, the people on the other side of this are going to be very, very aggressive, and I will also let you know, and rest assured, so are we. Cece is working with a team of our lawyers to put together a comprehensive response, but also we've got the history of this monument, and we're going to fight aggressively, not just on behalf of the Knights of Columbus, but World War II veterans generally. That's what this is all about. Cece, thanks for the report. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You heard what Cece said. We're in this 30-day window that we've got right now, and this is where I need your help, folks. I want to be at the end of today. I want to be able to report tomorrow that we've hit 45,000 people that have signed on with us. Now, we're getting close. We're at 42,431 roughly online. We've got actually 42,476 online, and probably another 1,000 or so that have, well, not so today, probably a couple hundred that have called in today. So I want to get to 45,000. That's where I need your help. 877-989-2255 is that number. That's 1-877-989-2255. And I think we can go ahead right now and make sure our voice is heard. That's 877-989-2255. Logan, who's next?
Marilyn's calling from Colorado on line 4. Marilyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, I have a comment about the people who want the religious freedom and stuff. And I'd like to know if they use our money or whatever. And
no, this is not. This is a little bit different. This is not a situation where they are using our money. Now, if it gets into litigation, it could end up costing the taxpayers dollars because you got to defend it. But we've got a real problem here, and I think what we have to realize is that the price of freedom here is the fight back. But I'm not going to – this is not where they're getting funded by our taxpayer dollars to do this. It's the Forestry Service is funded by the taxpayers, though, and they're part of this process. Hey, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And again, let me set the stage of exactly what's going on here. We've got a commemorative monument in Montana. That monument has been challenged by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It has been in place since 1955. The initial lease was given in 1953 between the Forest Service and the Knights of Columbus. It is an exact duplicate of what was seen by our soldiers in the European theater during World War II, particularly in the Alps. And I think we have to be very clear and understand that means we've got to fight back and fight back really aggressively here. And I want to make sure that we go to court if necessary, but only if necessary. I want to win this in the administrative review process. We just had on CeCe Heil, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, and he thought that she said that we've got this 30-day window where we could actually obtain the initial victory. It could then be appealed and probably will be, but at least the monument's not being removed and then we can fight it out. Remember, until the outcry started, this monument was not being, in fact, it was being removed and was not going to stay in place. Let me play for you right now soundbite number two. This is Denny Rayburg. He's the Montana congressman. And it talks about the fact that we've got the Forest Service to initially back down, which is very good. Soundbite two.
Forest Service has backed off. They suggest that they are willing to reconsider the issue. So that we need people from all over the nation to say enough is enough. Let us honor our World War II veterans. It's been there since 1953. Let it stay.
You heard what the congressman said there. He said, we need to hear from the American people. We need to hear from people all over the nation to say enough is enough. Do you believe enough is enough? I do. Then here's what I want you to do. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition online. It's very easy to do. It just takes moments. ACLJ.org. It's right on the homepage. So again, ACLJ.org, and you can get that information immediately. You also can call us at 877-989-2255 to sign that petition, that letter actually online. What we're going to do is we're going to file a comprehensive legal analysis of the situation, show what the legal rights are, that this is not a violation of the Establishment Clause, and we're going to also, this is what we're planning on doing, speaking on behalf of hundreds of thousands of Americans. That's where you come in. You know, you have the right in our Constitution to stand up for freedom, to petition the government for redress of a grievance. The grievance here was that this was going to be removed, this monument, this World War II memorial was going to be removed. Now it's not, but we want to honor our World War II veterans, and as Congressman Rayburg said, we need people from all over the nation to say enough is enough. If you believe enough is enough, then I want you to go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, and it's very easy to sign up online or call us at 877-989-2255. 2255. Or let me say this also, if you go to ACLJ.org, make that online donation, we get a matching grant for any amount you donate. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50, $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you.
broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I did want to, I mentioned yesterday I wanted to talk to military men and women that have served in our military. We're very fortunate. We've got some calls on that coming in already. Logan, who do we have?
Danny's calling from Iowa on line one. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm Danny, ex-Marine. And we served our country for the freedom of religion and freedom of speech and our rights. And those that are in the Antichrist movement, first of all, you know, Christianity is not a religion. Jesus is the Lord and Savior. We're children of God. But you know what gets me is like I hear like the VA, they try to come across with this stuff, don't pray.
Right, and military funerals.
Funerals and stuff. And President Obama claims to be a Christian. And he's the commander in chief.
But remember this also, the president, by the way, thanks for your service to our country, but President Obama, this is his Department of Justice and Forest Service that's making these determinations that there's a violation of church-state separation here. And let me play soundbite number six for you. This is actually the U.S. Forest Service media spokesman, Phil Salmon. Take a listen.
Based upon established current case law, as well as the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, we may be on some tenuous ground to renew the permit.
So I'm trying to think, what in the last 53 years that's come in court cases, in the last 53 years, that the media spokesperson for the Forestry Service thought that the Establishment Clause now is being violated by this monument that's been there for over 50 years? And I'm thinking about a monument case that I argued at the Supreme Court of the United States just a few years ago. And it was a Ten Commandment monument in a city park, and we won that case 9-0. So there's been some cases where it's been 5-4 on Ten Commandment monuments both ways. But this is a representation of a World War II memorial, and it should not be a constitutional crisis. This is what the 10th Cavalry Unit, who served in the Alps during World War II, actually saw. This is the kind of symbolism they saw, and that's what this is representative of. So I want to be very clear on that. And, Danny, we appreciate your call. Let's go right back to the phone. Hi, Rex.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
I'm just calling. I'm just wondering why the government keeps applying a double standard to Christian symbols such as the cross or the Jesus statue. You know, the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., which they fully back up, if you look it up in the Webster's Dictionary, is an obelisk, and it's also Cleopatra's Needle, used for worshiping Ra, the sun god.
Yeah, but here's what they got. I mean, there is, people will say, oh, this is an overstatement, but you don't see an organized effort like this unless there's a method to this. And the method for this is to remove references to Christianity and to Christian faith. I mean, that's really what this is all about at the end of the day. And they're unapologetic about it. So what we have to do here, we've got a unique opportunity. We've got a 30-day window that's going to start in the next couple of days. So we've probably got 35 days here to file our formal legal comments. That's what we're going to do. We want you to be part of that. That's the critical aspect of this, folks. And it really is the critical aspect. I want to end the day today, by the time we re-air this afternoon and this evening, over 45,000 signatures. So here's what we've got. 42,634 of you have signed up online. I need you to go to your phones at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign that letter that we're going to be filing with this formal legal comments to the Forest Service. It'll make a huge difference. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
All right, Dave's calling from Nevada on line two. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to make a quick comment.
Sure.
I used to live in Montana for several years, and in fact, I was stationed there for 4 years. And I know several veterans and current military members. And basically, I wanted to say that I don't believe that I'm the only one that feels this way, but for every person that has fought for our freedom, we know that freedom isn't free. We know that there's a price that very few can understand has been paid. However, when you're in that situation, you're willing to fight for the freedom and the opinions of other people. And in some cases, I feel that it's a slap in the face to those that are paying that price, because they're taking away what they experienced and what they went through to ensure freedom is there.
You know, it's interesting you say that. And, Dave, again, I appreciate your call to action and your service to our country. And, by the way, in the next 2 days of the broadcast, I do want to hear from a lot of military veterans. We already are starting to, and I want to continue to do that. But you're right. I mean, historically, this monument is depicted throughout the Alps. This is what our soldiers saw. This is why it was put up there. And those that, you know, you've got the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'm looking at their letters saying that this is a, you know, or they've actually made the statements. I'm going to play one of them for you. They say this whole thing's a sham. And I'll tell you about a sham. A sham is an action alert that they sent out to their members saying, please file comments with the Forest Service, but don't tell them that we told you to do it, and don't forward this email to them. That, to me, is the sham. And we're very, very clear here. We've sent out an email. We want you to participate. We're going to sign one. We're going to find one. We'll file one formal legal document with all of you on it. That's the way we want to do this. We think that's the best approach. And I think the sham here is from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who continues to do this. But you've got to understand that they are serious about this. They actually take this view that no religious, any kind of religious symbolism in America's public life, but they do call it a sham and a shrine. Listen to soundbite number 10.
The woman that called me said that's it's a war memorial. Is it a war memorial or what?
No, the special use permit that the Knights of Columbus got in the 50s records it as to provide a site for a religious shrine. And the map is titled Knights of Columbus Shrine. And there's even a tab pointing to it that's marked shrine. And this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
All right, here's what you've got. I want to be very clear here, folks. What you've got is there. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is making their point. When they make their point, in my view, they're incorrect as a matter of law. It's the shrines are what existed in Europe that are being duplicated as part of this World War II memorial that our veterans actually saw. That's what's really at play here. Logan, let's try to get one more call very quick. Who do you have coming up in broadcast today on Jordan's show?
We have a lot of great guests coming up today. We are joined by John Schneck, who's in the band Reliant K. So you hear a great show today. You hear his whole story leading from the time when he was a backup drummer, a drum tech for Audio Adrenaline, leading to become a lead guitarist for one of the most popular bands in Christian music.
With a great guitar. All right, let's do this, folks. We're going to take more of your calls tomorrow. We can take one. Well, Logan says we can do it. Let's take one more.
All right,
Logan.
Paul's calling from Washington. Paul, welcome to the show quickly.
Hey, quickly, Paul. Thanks. Paul, line one. Hi, Paul. Very quickly.
Say that it is completely absurd that the very freedoms that our men and women were fighting over there for are being stripped from them as we speak, and it only takes for evil and corruption to take over is when good men stand by and do nothing.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's a great call to action right there. Here's what I want you to do, folks. Go to ACLJ.org. I've got 42,710 of you that have signed up online. Let's end the program at 43,000. I think that'd be a good way to end the program, just with 43,000 online alone. So ACLJ.org, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go, again, to ACLJ.org. Let me also say this. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. Go visit the new website at ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of great information there. You can share it with your friends. We encourage you to send out this letter. You can like it and put it on Facebook. That helps us a lot. By the way, 44,582 people have liked it as well. And we're at 42,710 online. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Make that online gift to ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge. It's doubled. So if you donate 10, we get 20. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.